Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.
Christos Anesti.
Adios Anesti.
Christos vos crescit.
Christos vos crescit.
So here we are, following our Bright Week, and of course our Paschal. Bright Week is called Bright Week because for those who have had the ability to attend the divine services, they are filled with amazing grace, and they're filled with light, a light that's so intense that we call it Bright Week. At some point during the Bright Week, I was feeling exhausted, and I noticed that I felt exhausted after the services. Now, you'd think the services would, you know, bring you back, but what I realized is that the intensity of the grace of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ during these Bright Week services literally conflicted with my own weakness and my own passions and my own worldliness, and that conflict exhausted me. So here we are today, celebrating Thomas Sunday, which is one of my favorite celebrations. The gospel for today starts off with this remarkable thing, where the apostles are assembled together, Thomas not being present, or the 11, and the Savior comes to them, comes into the room, and he says, "Peace be unto you." And then he showed him his hands and his side. And the disciples were glad that they saw the Lord. So he showed them his hands and his side. And they were convinced. And then he says an amazing thing, which is incredibly important to all of us. He said, "Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained." And what's so amazing about this is that not only did our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ come to us and live among us in the flesh, but after his crucifixion and his death and his resurrection, he appeared. And he appeared in a way that was very, very clear and very, very stunning. And in this appearance, he gives the gift of the Holy Spirit to his apostles, and through them to the priesthood, the bishops and the priesthood of the Holy Church, so that we can come before the throne of God, and that we can reveal our deepest sins, our deepest sorrows, our deepest pain, our deepest confusion, our doubts. We can reveal these to not a person, reality, to a person, yes, but in reality to the presence of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ as he manifests himself and reveals himself in the power of the Holy Spirit. And this, brothers and sisters, is an amazing gift, that we have this, really, this gift of healing, that Christ heals us. And that we have this gift of renewal, that he renews us, that we literally, according to our faith and our belief in part, we can be renewed. We can be raised up, even as Christ was raised from the dead, so we can be raised up out of the darkness of our sinfulness and our pride. And by the power of the Holy Spirit. And there is, of course, no greater power than the power of the Holy Spirit. And all of us have experienced this, I hope, that through our confession of faith and through our confession of our sins and our attempt to open our hearts and minds to God, that we've experienced His forgiveness. This forgiveness, this just letting us go, freeing us, this freedom that we have to return to the wholeness of our life in the image and likeness of God. So today is an amazing day to hear this gospel and to know that that we received this gift. And then the second part of the gospel I also love very, very much. It says, now Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. And the other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. And Thomas said, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails and put my fingers into the print of the nails and put my hand in his side, I will not believe. Now that's a very strong statement when you think about it. So we call Thomas Doubting Thomas. And the reason my heart is smiling when I think of this and consider it is that he's doing us a tremendous favor, actually. Because so many of us really do have a hard time believing. And so he, as an apostle who knew the Lord and was with him throughout the days and the nights and through his sufferings and his death and his resurrection, that he gathers into himself all the doubt that we have. And that's beautiful. And that he gathers this doubt into himself. And he expresses it for us because we are mortal. And yes, we believe, but you know, there's this other part of our brain that's, you know, always picking away at the goodness of our lives, and this doubt can creep in, and Thomas embodies that doubt. So, after 8 days from his encounter with the apostles, where he made this statement, after 8 days, again his disciples were with him, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut. And he stood in the midst and said to them, peace be unto you. Now this is just this introduction. So here, the doors are shut. And they're inside. And he appears to them inside. Which means he passed through the door without opening it. And revealing, in reality, his divinity. Who would pass through a door without opening it, except he who is perfect God and perfect man? And so he passed through the door. And he said to Thomas, reach your finger here and look at my hands. And reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe it. And Thomas answered and said, my Lord and my God. So imagine this, that the Savior's there, and there is this amazing embodiment of godliness on the one hand and humanity on the other. He's still presents himself in the flesh, and yet as God passing through the doors, and he holds out his hands and he shows his side. Thomas touches the palms of his hands and he feels the flesh and he feels the wounds, and he touches the side and he feels his side and the wound in his side. And what an amazing thing. And then he proclaims, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed. And I think that the account of Thomas is extremely important. Obviously, the Holy Spirit thought it was important. Our Savior thought it was important because he allowed this to happen. So that those of us, and I think it includes all of us to some degree, who have doubts about things, have the confirmation of Thomas's experience in the flesh and his word, which he pronounces, my Lord and my God. And I think the whole question, you know, of believing is something we need to consider. And I think that all of us, to some degree, have doubt. I think, in fact, doubt is probably a necessary thing because we just don't want to accept anything and be tricked and deceived. So we have a doubt, an honest doubt, and a real doubt. And the wisdom of our Lord is he knows this. And he wants to separate that kind of doubt away from the experience of our resurrected Lord. And he does this with Thomas. Now, what about faith? I mean, faith, it seems, is the opposite of doubt, that we have faith. And we have to reach deep within ourselves and pray to our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ that he will give us a very, very special gift. What is that gift? The gift is faith. That we can say, my Lord and my God, I believe. And this faith is an amazing thing. And it's we're like children, and faith grows. Children, in many ways, have a lot of faith. They have a lot of faith in their mother and their father and the people around them, and they trust them completely, of course. And then, of course, there's a certain amount of learning that goes on where you have to discern what it is you're going to trust and what you're not going to trust. And I think trust is part of faith. But here we are as young people, as adults, and so on, and we need to pray to our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit for the gift of faith. And I think that faith is it's a way of knowing, actually. It's a state of mind that opens to us mysteries. And when we read the Holy Gospels, we all should read a little bit each day. There's a wonderful website out there that has all the daily readings. And we should read the Gospel every day. And when we read it, we should enter into a state of mind of faith. And in order to do that, we need to ask God to give us the faith to see as Thomas saw, and to understand as he understood, to understand the word of God. And not just simply to understand it, but to enter into the spiritual meaning of the word of God. Because really, the word of God is like a window, and light shines through it, but actually we can look through the window and see what's on the other side. And in other cases, it's like a door. And it opens to us, and we can step inside for a short period of time and leave, as it were, the cares of this life and the distractions of this life and enter into the presence of God. And the Word of God is like this. You read it, you can see what it says, you can see the stories, which are very, very beautiful and edifying. But we can, through faith, as we read, Lord, enlighten me. Give me the faith to see. Not just to see in order that I might understand. And to see the truth and the reality of your life and your presence in the world. And so that we can participate in this life. And we can become, like Thomas was, messengers of the truth of my Lord and my God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, are they on this, Christ our Lord, on this day, let us turn our hearts and minds to our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And let us open our hearts and minds and understand and believe and experience his resurrected presence. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
Truly
Christos, the
Nestor,
Christos, the
Nestor.